He reckons it'll burn me up in flames one day. My husband does. Me and my blazing hate. He says it can't be kept up forever. You know, you've got to forgive and forget. Well, I'll never forget. That is one thing that I know for sure. And I don't think I'll never forgive neither. Well, at least I can't see myself doing. Because those people, you know, the Coal Board, Ian McGregor, Maggie Thatcher, the Tories, I hate every single one of them, and I will hate them until my dying day for what they've done to my husband. He can forgive him if he likes, and if he does, well, he's a better person and a better Christian than I am. But to me, they are the biggest bunch of bastards who ever walked on the face of the earth, and every morning when I get up, I curse them, and I curse them every night when I go to bed. Yeah, well, you wouldn't think it'd hear me now, but I was a very quiet person before. I looked after the house and my husband and my kids. Some days I went to the shops, and then I come back and I did the housework and I cooked for them and kept the house neat and tidy and clean. I've got a boy of 9. That's our Barry. And I've got a girl as well, our Janine. She's 11. So yeah, just a housewife. That's all I ever was a housewife right from when I left school when I was 15. Now I'm 32, I suppose. Yeah, I'm just a housewife still to look at me from the outside. But on the inside, I'm just a very angry person, and I shall stay angry until we've got rid of this rotten government and the rotten system that it makes us live under. Yeah, if they give my husband his job back and his rights as a human being, that's all I ask. That'd be enough. I'd still never forget what they'd done, like, but I might forgive. But not until that day comes. No.